Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and it's about 10 minutes until my summer vacation starts. And as we do many years, it's time to get some recommendations about new books and music I might listen to on my trip. So call now with your favorite new releases, any book, any album, track that I should check out during my week off. 212-433-WNYC or post them to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And of course, this isn't just for me. This is a chance for all of us to get some recommendations from fellow WNYC listeners for fellow WNYC listeners, many of whom also take those famous August vacations. We'll post some of the picks on our webpage and even make a mixtape of some of the music suggestions, which is the most likely thing that I am to take with me. So 212-433-WNYC or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And as your calls are coming in, we have some music already picked by folks around the WNYC offices who are very, very good to us August vacationers, starting with Mario by the Brazilian artist Criolo, as suggested by Julia Ferlin in the WNYC newsroom. Thanks, Julia. Let's listen for a minute. And making a segue from our... I like it. I knew there was going to be a vocal in there somewhere. And making a segue from our last segment, I think, Hannah in Hicksville, you're on WNYC. Did I say your name right?
Yes. The suggestion is for a wonderful book called Abundance, and it's written by two guys named Diamandis, D-I-A-M-A-N-D-I-S, and Kotler. This is an optimistic overview of current and near-future technology that provides practical solutions to major world problems like enough safe water and adequate food for an increasing population.
And I'm going to leave it there. These got to be the short blurbs. Hannah, who was on hold for our last segment, chiming in with the book Abundance. George in Manhattan. Hi, George. What you got?
Hello. I've got Gargantua and Pantagruel by Francois Rabelais.
Aha. Not exactly a new release, but what's the essence of what you love about Rabelais?
The essence is education, fun, great wit, satire, and a history of the world.
George, thank you so much. Another song recommendation.
Early in the morning time, late in the middle of the night, whenever this chill comes on.
Oh, Very Roots by Jack White. I'm Shaken, as suggested by our very own Brian Lehrer Show producer, Paige Cowett. Folks, what should I and anyone else take, book or music-wise, on our August vacations? 212-433-WNYC. Megan in Aberdeen, you're on the air. Hi, Megan.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? What you got?
I'm good. I'm calling with a recommendation for a book, Jonathan Franzen's Freedom. My husband and I listened to it on our way to vacation last year, and actually on the way back. It's quite a lengthy one, but just absolutely excellent, excellent. Yeah,
bingo, because I'm 80% through it right now, and I hope to finish it next week in Vermont. So,
well, good luck with that. It's captivating. I think it's a wonderful book, and actually his corrections is wonderful as well if you haven't gotten to it.
Does he himself read the audiobook?
He does not read the audiobook, but actually it's one of the voices that's very soothing, very good to get through. So,
Megan, thank you so much. On the same wavelength. All right, another music pick. We thank Soundcheck producer Greta Cohn for recommending Not Just a Song by Debo Band. Diana in Harlem, you have a book recommendation?
Yes. I thought maybe to take a bit of the edge off the enthusiasm, over-enthusiasm of NBC's coverage of the Olympics, There's a wonderful book on soccer from an author in Sri Lanka. The title is The Legend of Pradeep Mathew, and it's a novel about a mythical soccer player. I guess you could call it a post-colonial novel, but it's nothing as onerous as that. It's a comic novel written from the perspective of an aging alcoholic sports writer sort of talking over this mythological figure with his cronies.
That actually sounds great
to me. In Colombo, Sri Lanka.
The Legend of Pradeep Mathew.
Yes.
The author's name again?
Is Shehan Karunatilaka.
Thank you so much. All right, another song pick.
A tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess it made. It usually doesn't rain.
Think About You by Frank Ocean. Thank you, soundcheck producer Katie Bishop. Larry in Manhattan, what you got?
I think it's time to return to John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath.
Because we're in a new depression?
Well, it pretty much depicts where we are today. And
with the drought and the new Dust Bowl.
You have it.
Thank you very much. Polly in Lyme. Hi, Polly, what you got?
The Cellist of Sarajevo by Stephen Galloway. It is, I guess going back to the Odyssey on, it's an anti-war novel, but its message is of hope.
Oh, let the dog out.
The strength of the human spirit, and it's the strength of the human spirit is what carries the novel.
Thank you so much. And finally, and of course we could go on with this on the air, but you can go on with it all day, and anybody else who's taking a summer vacation who just wants some good picks, go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show and see what music and reading picks our fellow listeners are posting there. But finally, as I get ready to head out the door on my summer vacation, I'm not sure what this says about what It's a Free Country editor Caitlin Thompson wishes upon me. But she suggested the song Summertime Sadness from Lana Del Rey. So thanks for all the tips, everybody. I'll be in the Adirondacks and the Green Mountains of Vermont for the next week or so. Tonight I'll have to make a mixtape of a lot of your picks. So have a great week, and be nice to the substitute hosts, starting with Anna Sale tomorrow. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.
I'm feeling electric tonight. Cruising down the coast, going about 99.